Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Kahir Jiste. Minister for Power and Parliamentary Affairs KG Kenya has urged students to be contributors rather than mere recipients in society. He made the call while addressing the introductory session of the Old Naglin College Students Union, ANGSU 22nd Biennial General Conference at St. Xavier College, Jalukia yesterday. The minister emphasized that Naga citizens, particularly students, should not only take from society, but also give back by taking up leadership roles with a sense of social responsibility. He further urged ANGSU to continue its efforts to integrate students from the eastern region of the state, highlighting that Naglin carries a significant responsibility to bring about positive change, especially in addressing the growing challenge of drug abuse. Mr. Kenya noted that tackling unemployment requires collective effort and cooperation from the youth, as it cannot be solved by the government alone. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has urged the youth of the country to participate in the Viksit Bharat Quiz competition. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that the Viksit Bharat Young Leaders Dialogue 2.0 is a great opportunity for the youth of the nation to contribute to its nation building. He said that the ideas and insights of the youth can pave the way in building a Viksit Bharat. People can participate in the quiz till 31st of this month. The Viksit Bharat Quiz competition will be held from 10th to 12th January next year. Narutamja, who runs an automobile business in Dimapur for over three decades, has welcomed the new GST reforms, describing them as a milestone in India's tax reform history. He said the changes are particularly beneficial for the middle class as they help reduce the tax burden on the common people.
सेल ज्यादा होगा तो जीएसटी कलेक्शन भी ज्यादा होगा गवर्नमेंट का टैक्स भी ज्यादा होगा एंड फॉर द मिडिल क्लास इट इज वेरी गुड बिकॉज द टैक्स बर्डन हैज रिड्यूस्ड फॉर आम पब्लिक.
Mr. Jha also expressed gratitude to Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman for their efforts in easing GST rates for the common public. The Naglin State Commission for Women, NSCW, has strongly condemned the inhuman and brutal murder of a woman in Kohima, describing it as an act that has shocked the conscience of society. The NSCW said it has taken sumo to cognizance of the case and is closely monitoring all developments. It urged law enforcement agencies to expedite the investigation and ensure that the perpetrator or perpetrators are brought to justice without delay. The commission reiterated that no stone will be left unturned until justice is delivered to the victim and her bereaved family. Appealing for the cooperation of citizens, the commission calls on the public to extend all necessary support to the investigating authorities to ensure a fair, transparent and swift process of justice. Several organizations have condemned the act, demanding justice and urging authorities to expedite the investigation. As per the reports, the victim, who was 22 years, was found dead near her residence in Kohima on October 25th morning. In another shocking incident, three family members, including two minors, were allegedly murdered at Hakije village under Newland district during the wee hours of Monday. Confirming the incident, police said the motive behind the triple murder is not known and the accused has been taken into police custody for further investigation. The accused, identified as Abdul Ghafur, a 40 years old hailing from Morgen under Assam, killed his brother Ashatul, 35 years, and his two children, 12-year-old daughter and 6-year-old son, using a machete. The accused, after committing the crime, surrendered to the village council along with the weapons used in the crime. And a team of scholars from Naglin is participating in the Sakura Science Exchange Program 2025 being held in Japan. The program, which commenced on Sunday, will conclude on November 1. The team comprises six young researchers from diverse scientific disciplines, led by Dr. Viheno Iralu, assistant professor at Naglin University, and Dr. Meguavile Satsu, biochemist at the Chief Medical Office, Kohima. As part of this scientific and cultural exchange initiative, the delegation will visit leading universities and research institutions across Okayama, Kyoto, Kurashiki and Osaka. Fully funded by the Japan Science and Technology Agency under the Sakura Science Exchange Program and hosted by Professor Takahashi Yoshiro of Okayama University, the initiative aims to foster international collaboration, innovation and mutual understanding between Japan and other Asian countries through short-term academic and cultural exchanges. During the program, participants will engage in lectures, laboratory visits, discussions with Japanese researchers, and cultural immersion activities. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.